Assalamualaikum kembali di Niaga Awan ini bersama saya Naila Huda dengan laporan antarabangsa. Pasaran di Amerika ditutup bercampur-campur pada Isnin. Pada penutup, indeks Dow Jones mencatatkan peningkatan 1%, manakala S&P 500 menokok 0.27%. Bagaimanapun, indeks Nasdaq yang mengukur saham-saham teknologi susut 42.63 mata atau 0.39%. Dow Jones meneruskan kenaikan positif sejak minggu lalu susulan pengumuman bantuan pengangguran oleh Presiden Donald Trump. Kenaikan dua indeks utama Amerika Syarikat turut didorong oleh reaksi positif pelabur yang percaya pandemik COVID-19 mungkin sudah sampai kemuncaknya. Ia turut disokong oleh peningkatan bagi saham-saham tenaga susulan kenaikan harga minyak dunia. Sementara itu, Nasdaq gagal meneruskan momentum kenaikan apabila saham-saham berwajaran tinggi seperti Facebook, Tesla dan Microsoft yang berdepan dengan tekanan jualan susulan ketegangan hubungan dagangan Amerika dan China. Trump pada Sabtu menandatangani perintah eksekutif bagi menyokong bantuan pengangguran susulan rundingan antara White House dan Demokrat di Kongres gagal capai kata sepakat. Bantuan yang diumumkan termasuk $400 seminggu bagi penganggur, kurang berbanding $600 sebelum ini.
Baik, untuk mengupas lebih lanjut tentang pengumuman bantuan pengangguran oleh Presiden Trump pada Sabtu lalu, kita bersama dengan Shan Said, Ketua Pakar Ekonomi Juai IQI. Thanks, Shan, for joining me in the studio today to talk about this package and this support that was announced by President Trump last Saturday. Issued an executive action to continue the additional assistance of about $400, which is $200 less than what was announced before this, which was $600. This amount is, of course, you know, it's a big, significant change. So how do you think this will affect the U.S. economy in the third and the fourth quarter?
I think it won't make any impact to the U.S. economy. As you know, the states, they don't have money right now. And 10 states have already borrowed $20 billion from the U.S. Treasury. And President Trump is expecting the states to contribute 25%, that is roughly $100 out of those $400. So I don't think it is going to work it out in the long run. U.S. economy will continue to have a slow growth mode. Yeah. I don't expect U.S. economy to have a massive change. So I think this policy impact will not have any significance in the short run, not only in the short run, but also in the long run.
Right, Sean. And, you know, we look at the U.S. economy that still depends a lot on domestic consumption. So do you think that, you know, with the announcement that was, you say it might not lead to much great effect, but do you think that this could lead to less production and perhaps greater unemployment ratings in the future?
Unemployment is already high. Short term, yes, the employment numbers are getting brighter at the moment, but I don't think that this is sustainable. So at the question is, what is the cost of this stimulus? So the cost is very high. It's not going to make any impact for the consumers at the macro level.
What makes this a little bit complicated is that Trump has also set a condition that states must contribute 25% to this assistance. How do we look at this?
I mean, states don't have money. I mean, the states are already in a lockdown situation. And every state has got a different policy. You go to Illinois, it has got a different policy. Yep. You go to New York, California. So all these states have, you know, they are not in total synchronization with the federal government. And federal government is in a tussle with so many states, whether we are talking about New York or California or, for that matter, Illinois. So I think it's not going to make any impact, you know.
Yep.
The caveat said by President Trump, I don't think the governors of the states are going to agree to that.
Would this in any way, do you think, affect countries that are exporting goods to the U.S.?
To some extent, yes. They will have some hiccups along the way. U.S. right now is slowing down. The GDP second quarter down by 33%. I'm not hopeful for third quarter. Third quarter GDP will remain down between 30 and 40%. So U.S. consumers, there is a feeling of despondency among American consumers. And there is fear in the economy. Whenever you have fear in the economy, the consumption patterns go down.
Tell us more about the cut to payroll taxes. What are they and how much will people actually get? Like, if, for example, if you live in the U.S., is this enough to support the households and people who need assistance who are already without a job? How will payroll taxes cut benefit them?
You have two conditions. Whenever you have tax cut, you have either a temporary tax cut or a permanent tax cut. Right now, what President Trump is saying retrospectively, when you go back till August, the question is how many people were actually eligible at that time last August. So when you have a temporary tax cut, consumers are in anticipation that in future the tax cut will go up, you know. So there's not enough aggregate demand. The consumption patterns are pretty low. So if you look at in the totality, it doesn't make any impact at the macro level. But if you have a permanent tax cut, yes, it does make an impact on the economy. The aggregate demand stays strong. As you said, 70% of US GDP consists of consumption. So I think that is going to help. But right now, the caveat is, he said, if I get elected and if I come back into the game, yes, I'm going to do it. But right now, the things, everything is in the air. There's nothing in black and white.
Now, we have many different suggestions from the chairmen of the Fed, right? Some have suggested a total lockdown of about 4 to 6 weeks to stop the spread of COVID-19 that we are seeing, you know, is not reducing in any time, the cases, the positive cases, and also the total death tolls. And how do we want to see this balance between health and the economy? That seems to be the narrative since the start of the beginning of this pandemic in every country. But in the US specifically, how do you see this happening?
They should have done it in January, February, when they got all this information. Right now is a trade-off, whether you focus on economy or whether you focus on public health. I think if I were to look at it, I think public health comes first. So what US should have done, they should have, you know, locked down the country for at least 6 weeks, like many governors, the Fed governors are suggesting, since January, February. But now, you know, the water has gone over the head, you know. So I think it will have a huge impact, you know. It's not an easy, it's a trade-off. Yeah. Whether you focus on economy, whether you focus on, Fed has become irrelevant. So who is calling the shots? President Trump is calling the shots. But right now the market is already pricing in the elections, the economic cost, the healthcare cost. So markets are not very positive about U.S.
Now you say Trump is now calling the shots, and that's only because Congress couldn't reach a deal and they have failed to do so in the past few weeks. But what exactly is happening there? And if we look at the more political side, is this anything to do with the presidential elections that's leading up soon? And do you think that eventually the Democrats and Republicans will eventually reach something, or is this just going to be stalemate forever?
Right now, if I were to put it in one word, it's a political shenanigan. I mean, in U.S., you know, it's a total embarrassment. People are losing hope with the government right now. So if you were to ask me, Joe Biden or Trump, I would say 50-50, but Joe Biden right now has got a slight edge over Trump. But having said that, but if we have this debate coming in September, if Joe Biden comes face to face with Trump, I think Trump is going to win those debates.
But speaking again about the assistance, that's what is on every American's minds right now, aside from the elections. But I think, you know, their economic and their livelihoods are what's so dire at this point. So speaking about the deal that is trying to be reached in Congress right now, when do you think we can see that happening?
I don't see that happening. I mean, economy has always been in every U.S. elections main agenda, and consumers are worried about it. You have 45 million people living below poverty line. You have 41 million people on, you know, food stamps. So things are not very rosy for the U.S. economy, and the outlook for the U.S. economy continues to stay on a slow growth mode. So I think that's a huge challenge, and how Republicans and Democrats will come on the negotiating table to strike a deal, it's a huge ask, I would say.
So looking at this being the election year, money in the pocket, the economy has always been a big issue for the candidates. So what do you think is in store for Trump, and how do you think people perceive Biden at this point? What have been the statements that he's come up with in regards to the economy in the context of the pandemic?
All the newspapers, all the mainstream media, they're supporting Joe Biden. But the thing is, he hasn't got that, you know, as we call it, skin in the game. He's not in the market right now. President Trump is right now, he's facing all the heat, you know. So if I were to look at it, the markets and the market participants, they feel that, you know, President Trump still has got that power to turn around the economy as compared to Joe Biden. They still follow President Trump in the economy.
And just overall, do you think that Biden might not have some skin in the game, but do you think that he has a plan for the economy?
I doubt at this moment, because Democrats have always been, you know, they have questionable plans. I don't think that he has got that power to turn around the economy.
But would you say that, you know, Trump probably is in the markets, he's a businessman, but do you think that the way that he's been handling the situation as so far shows that he has skin in the game? I mean, he is a businessman, yes, but can he protect the livelihoods of Americans right now?
I think he can, but, you know, right now the big challenge is the advisors. They don't have the on-the-ground information. They are making policies that are quite off-track. So when you don't have on-the-ground information, or as we call it, boots on the ground, market intelligence report, so I think they have been lacking. So advisors have really let the President Trump down at the moment.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see. But again, you know, it's always the narrative balancing between health and economy that's always most important, even in our country right now. So thank you once again to Shan Said for joining me today, talking about the economic and the political situation in America. Terima kasih kepada Shan Said, Ketua Pakar Ekonomi Juai IQI, merangkumkan pengumuman yang dibuat oleh Presiden Trump pada Sabtu lalu berhubung dengan bantuan buat pengangguran di Amerika Syarikat. Kita akhiri niaga awani di sini bersama saya, Naila Huda. Assalamualaikum.